This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A grand jury has indicted a Colorado state senator for allegedly registering to vote at an address where he doesn't live. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Senator Pete Lee now faces a Class 5 felony. Lee is a Democrat, the chair of the Judiciary Committee, and has made a name for himself as a criminal justice reformer. There have been longstanding questions about whether Lee actually lives in the district he represents, as required by the state constitution. 2 years ago, in an accidental recording, he could be heard talking about living outside of his district and was told to speak with the Democratic Party's lawyer. Lee isn't the first lawmaker to receive a residency complaint, but a felony indictment is rare. Lee is not running for re-election. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Key Colorado Republicans running for Congress are criticizing the Democrats' health, climate, and tax bill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Republican candidate Joe O'Day said there was nothing good about Democrats' signature bill to lower prescription drug costs, reduce emissions, and increase some corporate taxes. O'Day kept calling the package a tax bill. Barbara Kirkmeyer and Eric Adlin, GOP House candidates for the 8th and 7th congressional districts, said they would want to revisit the bill if elected. Adlin is concerned that negotiating drug prices would reduce overall investment in new drugs.
I would say that we address healthcare pricing by addressing the overly onerous government regulation of insurance companies.
Kirkmeyer also argued the bill will not address the root causes of inflation. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Boulder County has confirmed its first cases of monkeypox. 4 residents have tested positive. Statewide, there have been more than 90 confirmed cases since May. A pilot died in a plane crash near the Centennial Airport south of Denver Tuesday. The South Metro Fire District says the pilot was the only person on board, and there are no reports of injuries on the ground. Morning Edition continues, and coming up, more comment on the FBI's action at Mar-a-Lago, the estate in Florida. This is Morning Edition, and thank you for being here this morning here on CPR News.